Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Malcolm Ehud, Malcolm. Beautifully good, Ehud, Ehud. The first day, Yom HaRishon. So here at the Haftarah, the prophet's reading here for this Shabbat Nechamu, Sabbath of comfort. Comfort ye, comfort y'all. Hear, 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 as we come into the fullness of the season, the reason for the season. Here for the first day, Psalm 24.
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Sos enya be'elete hud. Yemibab, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wode ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba, commitmentana yelayena yohona fetsmoibel. Sidkin yasara. Senvetin yakabramso hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer Ekaziaber. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet. So here from honoring the Shabbat day, here coming to the first day, Malcolm Ehud, here Bakir, with Sunday morning dove, first day dove right here, 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 before we ride up. Thank you.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor.
Shabbat Nahamu, Shabbat Nahamu, Nahamu. Here we connect this with Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 26. Now this time in the season is interesting. It's a time of the Tisha B'Av, Tisha, the ninth of the fifth month, known as the Father of. That was the later naming of the months. The only month that was really given a name, according to HaTorah, was Abib, or Aviv. Abib, the first month, the first moon. So here we're at the fifth and the ninth of the fifth month. Why is that significant? Well, it's a somber time, you know, in traditional Yehudi and Jews, traditionally speaking, from ancient times, because of what occurred on the Tisha B'Av. Tisha, the ninth of the fifth moon, the ninth of Av. So the latter day naming of the month after the Babylonian captivity, the return from the Babylonian captivity, was Av, the month known as Av or Av, which signifies father. But in the Hebrew count, the ancient count, we count it by numbers as the fifth moon. Now, this particular day, the day has already passed in this particular season, you know, reason for the season, an annual day of mourning. Because an ancient prophecy that says that, well, in the time of Moshiach, this day and time that was a time of so much somber lamentation and weeping and mourning for Zion, mourning for Zion, would be turned into joy. In other words, as the word says, the faithful saying that, you know, the sorrow, that sadness, that weeping will be turned into joy. So a total 180. Now we see that, you know, we receive that. Weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe to the root of David. You know, and when we see when this month occurs, even according to the lunar solar calculation, it corresponds to that Earth Day, that birthday of the Son of Man, Lich Tefari, with Ethiopia. This man was born there. But right here, just an overview of this somber time of Tisha B'Av, that in the time of Moshiach will be turned into a time of joy. So let's give the overview right here before we ride up with this Shabbat Nechamu. Tisha B'Av, the ninth of the month of Av, or the month of Father, the fifth month, is an annual day of mourning that recalls the many tragedies that have befallen the Israelite and the Yehudi, the Judahite people over the centuries, but most especially the destruction of the Holy Temple, the Temple of Jerusalem, Solomon's Temple first, and then later on 70 AD. And the ongoing exile, Hebraically referred to as the Galut, the exile of Yasher Allah, of Yisrael. Now, for the 2023 year, Tisha B'Av, according to the lunar solar correspondence, was the middle of the week, previously Wednesday, July 26, roughly around sundown, and it ran for 25 hours, traditionally speaking, until the Thursday, July 27, 1 hour after sundown. Now, various customs for observing the fast. This fast is kind of pointed to also within the Hebrew scriptures, but it's not a fast that Yahuwah Eloheinu, that he commanded, such as the Yom HaKippurim, or the Day of Atonement, although many of the customs that are observed for the Tisha B'Av are similar to those of Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, pseudonymously or falsely called Yom Kippur. The Torah says Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Covering, the Atonement. Say Yom Kippur, the modern way, just say the Day of a Covering. So we emphasize the fullness, the Yom HaKippurim, the atonement for Yahshua Allah, for Yisrael. Now, the Tisha B'Av is generally regarded by many as one of the saddest days from a traditional Judaic, even Hebraic, and according to even some Israelites that might not see the Messiah. Yeah, the saddest day of the Yehudi year, right? Even sadder, some say, than the Yom HaKippurim, because this day signifies the many tragedies, and the main one is the destruction of Solomon's Temple, and then 70 AD, very significant times, right? It was on these days that the first and the second temples were destroyed, and the Yehudi, the Judahite people, particularly the Judahite people, because at the time when the temple was destroyed, Solomon's temple, the 10 tribes were already in exile. So there was only Yehuda, only Judah, right? So some might even refer to it as the Jewish people from a kind of a religious pseudo-ethnicity, but actually was the tribe of Judah, the link right here. So Judah experienced both the tribe of Judah, the first temple, Shlomo's temple, and the exile in Babylon, and the second temple, circa 70 AD, were destroyed. And the Yehudi people were forced into the Galut, into exile. Now, the root of these tragedies is said to go way back scripturally in the Hebrew Bible to the Yetziat Mimitzrayim, to the exodus from the two lands called Egypt. When Jehovah had decreed a 40-year galut, a 40-year exile from the promised land because of the sin, the uckery of the spies that came back and told lies on the ninth of the fifth moon on the Tisha B'Av. In addition, Aaron died on the first day of this fifth moon, according to Numbers chapter 33, verse 38. And this was said to foreshadow the destruction of the Heikal called the temple. Now, many of the ancient sages call this prophetic principle. There's a prophetic principle. In Hebrew, it's known as Ma'aseh Avot Simam Lebanim. Ma'aseh Avot, the deeds of the fathers, the doings. Ma'aseh Avot, Ma'aseh Avot, Avot, the fathers. Ma'aseh, the doings. Ma'aseh Avot, the doings of the fathers, the patriarchs. Siman Labanim, Siman Labanim are signs. Siman Labanim, Siman Labani for the banim, for the sons, or generally speaking, the children. Now, a scripture verse here is brought to light right here, namely Psalm 95, the seventh verse, the B part of the verse to the eighth verse, the A part of the verse. And it's the part of the verse that says, today, right, do not harden your heart through lack of emunah, lack of credit in Yahweh Eloheinu, and he who be, we be our almighty power. Do not harden your heart through lack of credit, lack of faith, or one might say unbelief. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation. Now, Psalm 95 is interesting because every Shabbat, you know, faithful Yehudim and I, we will chant six particular psalms to seal up the 6 days as we come into the eve of the Shabbat time. And we begin off with Psalm 95, this particular psalm. Hebraically speaking, Hayom Im Bikolo. Hayom, the day, today, Hayom, im bikolo, if, bikolo, if, in, on, by way of his voice, his sound. Hayom, im bikolo, today, if his voice, tishma'u, if all of y'all will hear his voice today. Hayom, im bikolo, tishma'u, al takshu. Do not harden. Don't be severe. Don't be hard. Don't harden. Levavikem. Lebabikem. Lebabikem. Y'all hearts. Ki meriba. Ki meriba. Ki as meriba. Ki meriba. As in meriba. Meriba or meriva. Here, the King James Version brings it out as provocation. But in the Hebrew, there's a spot known as Meriba, right? A particular spot, but bringing out the Hebraic sense of that name. So it actually points to the name of a place where there was a very interesting and dramatic life-changing for those Israelites that were on their way, right? They really thought it was on their way, right? And what happened at Meribah. Now, the word Meribah in the Hebrew comes from Reeb, right? Reeb means like a strife, a contention. Meribah, right? Reeb is like to contend, right? Fight against those who fight against I, or Yahuwah. In other words, to contend. It could be a legal contend, you know, like contending, like in a lawful sense, like in court on that level, or it could be argue in that sense, argue. So this conflict, this strife was like an argument. Do you remember Meribah? Does anyone remember Meribah? Let's look at the metaphysics of Meribah, what we can get out of this right here. Here, Meribah. Here, look in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Meribah. Now, the quote right here, all this has to do with Tisha B'Av, destruction of the first, second temples, right, that were on the same day. Now, here's what makes it interesting, because according to lunar calculation, not like the solar calculations, you know, it doesn't really happen at that same day because of the difference in the movement of the sun and the moon, right? But these destructions happen on the very same Hebraic day. This is what makes it significant. But here, Meribah, here's a verse from Psalm 95, the first of the six psalms that we chant for the Kabbalah. Kabbalah, the welcoming, Kabbalah, like the Kabbalah, welcoming, receiving, right? The Shabbat. Psalm 95, here, once again, Hayom im b'kolo, tishma'u. Altak shulababikem ki Meribah. So we have Meribah, pleading. Meribah, contentions. Meribah, Hebraically, strife. Meribah, a quarrel. Now, in the King James Version, they say, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation. So we can put that word provocation in the Meribah sense. It was a place in the Midbar in the wilderness where there was no water to drink. And the people, Ha'am, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, quote, strove. That word strove, they contended with Moshe. And they said, give us water that we may drink. It was there, right there, right, that Moshe smote the rock at the command of Yahuwah, and water came out of it for the people to drink. Now, it's very important to compare these two areas of scripture for those who want to get a little more understanding here. Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, and Numbers chapter 27, verse 14. That's just the phi cycle, the plane, the peshat. Now I'm getting into the metaphysical, the second of the two Hebrew truths. Metaphysically speaking, the seeming, what is Meribah? Meribah, the provocation. Meribah, the pleading, the contention, the strife, the quarrel. Meribah,
the seemingly ever-present tendency in the carnal, of us, in the fleshy side, in the carnal, even the carnal-minded side of us, of I and I, to murmur, to complain, to doubt that Ha'ilahim, that the Almighty Power, every time we have an opportunity to prove or to test him, Ha'ilahim, true, and to overcome some error in ourselves. So long as everything is going along smoothly, guess what? We're happy, happy, happy. And we think that we have abundant faith in Ha'ilahim and the Almighty Power and Yah and Yahuwah. When everything is going well, we think that we have abundant faith, the good, right, in the God, in the good. But just so soon as some apparent lack, comes up, or some inharmony descends upon us, what happens? We begin to wonder why Yahuwah, why Ha'ilahim ever let it come? Why did God let this happen? And doubts and complaints, they creep in if we are not very watchful, we're not on our guard. What did Ha'adon Yeshua, what did the Master Yeshua, what did he say to Peter? Remember in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, what did Yeshua say to Peter? He says, watch and pray that you all enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed, for real, the spirit, the irid, is willing, but the flesh, the carnal, even the carnal mind, is weak. Matthew 26, 41. He says, watch and pray. While we're watching and praying, that we all do not enter into temptation. Why? Because the spirit indeed, the irid indeed, is willing, but the flesh, the carnal mind is weak. So the tendency to complain, it diminishes, right, as we progress in our understanding, our understanding, our overstanding of truth, of what's really real, of truth, and in putting off of the, quote, old man of chet, of sin, of lack, and putting on Moshiach, and putting on the anointed and the anointing, putting on Moshiach, until finally the tendency will disappear entirely. Something that Godamawi Nagus Neges said, the King Messiah, Godamawi Hadassalaz, he said that a habit once formed becomes like an incurable second nature. The only thing to do, like with a bad habit once it's formed, is to replace it by a good habit. So this reminds me of what it says right here. The tendency to complain diminishes as we progress, as we trot, as we walk it out, as we move forward. Kadima, forward ever, in our understanding and overstanding of truth, of ha-emet, right, of truth, of the really real, and in putting off of the old man, right, the old man of chet, of sin, of lack, of falling short, of missing the mark, and putting on, like that reggae with Bob and Marley and the Wheelers, that I'm going to put it on, putting on Moshiach, until finally the tendency will disappear entirely. You have replaced it by a really good habit. It is very apparent in virtually everyone, however, at the beginning of his or her unfoldment. This is apparent in everyone at the beginning, near the beginning of one's unfoldment, spirit word, towards the irid, towards the true, my spirituality with divine majesty. It was because of giving away to this tendency of the carnal mind to doubt and to complain that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel who left Mitzrayim, who left the two lands, Smai Tawi or Kemet, if you please, all but Yehoshua and Caleb lost their bodies. They lost their bodies where? In the Midbar, in the wilderness, in the wilderness, and failed to enter into the promised land, into the consciousness. We must fully overcome this tendency if we would enter into Yah's Sabbath of rest, Yahuwah's Shabbat of rest, here and now. The perfection of life, liberty, and good that is our divine heritage. Point of reference right here, Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verses 8 to 19. All right, verses 8 to 19. Here. Just a little bit on Meribah. So Meribah was a spot, right, where they complained for water. It's kind of interesting when we compare the Exodus, the earlier first time they complained in Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, and then what happened in Numbers chapter 27, verse 14. And here's where we have this verse right here, and here's also where we have the Tisha B'Av, some of the meditation, the iditation, right? Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation or as at Meribah. Hayom, ima b'kolo tishmau, al takashu lebabikem, kut Meribah. So the ninth of Av, the ninth of the fifth moon, it is said to be one of the lowest point, is the lowest point of a three Shabua period of mourning. There's a three Sabbath, three Shabua period of mourning that began with the fast on the 17th day of the fourth month. Sometimes this fast is known as the fast of Tammuz. Tammuz is also another adopted name for the months. But according to the Hebrew, you'll find it in the Hebrew scriptures, the 17th day of the fourth month. This was undertaken to recall the first breach in the walls of Jerusalem, in the walls of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. It's also a historical fact as well. You could go look it up. The Babylonians, they, you know, talked about it and, you know, did archaeology stuff that they find that they actually did this. So the 17th day of the fourth month, this particular fast was undertaken to recall the first breach that was in the walls of Jerusalem by the Babylonians before the first temple or the temple of Solomon, Solomon's temple, was destroyed. So the 3 weeks of sorrow is what it's called traditionally, the 3 weeks of sorrow. This was intended to instill a sense of teshuva, repentance or turning, literally in a sense of turning from the astray way and turning to Yahweh, truth and life, and to prepare for the messianic redemption or the Messiah's redemption to come. And so these 3 weeks of sorrow are called the mourning for Zion, the mourning for Zion, for Zion. So there were particular Torah readings for the Tisha B'Av. This is just an overview right here. This kind of segues into why this Sabbath, known as Shabbat Nachamu, Sabbath of comfort y'all. So Tisha B'Av, some of the readings. This allows us to express heartfelt grief. It's a time of blues. We call the Hebrew blues over the loss of Zion, right, and therefore over the frailty of our human condition. During this time, it is appropriate to grieve over one's falling short, missing the mark, or sins, and to shed tears that attest to what is known in the Hebrew based on Psalm 51, verse 17, Lev Nishbar V'Nidkeh, a broken and a crushed heart. Lev Nishbar, a lev, heart, nishbar, broken, venidket, and crush, nidket, daka daka, venidket, crush. This is based on Psalm 51, verse 17. Dawit HaMelech's his repentance prayer, what we call the Hebrew prayer of repentance, Psalm 51, verse 17 right there. Indeed, during the entire 3 weeks of sorrow, ones and ones read selections from the prophets that forewarn of the coming destruction of the temple, the Khurban, and the subsequent exile of the Judahite, the tribe of Judah people, the Galut. During this time, this Iowa of the year, we often traditionally will listen to the lamentations of the prophets, Jeremiah, crying out for our teshuvah, for our turning from our stray way, our repentance, our teshuvah. During the Tisha B'Av, many of the Yehudi churches called later day called synagogue services, the lights are often dimmed, and the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark in the Yehudi, we could say church, the synagogue, the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark, is draped in black. In some synagogues, the paroket is the curtain. Remember when Yeshua, the crucifixion, how the curtain was rent? Well, in many synagogues, the paroket, the curtain, is removed as a sign of mourning. It's almost like saying like the ark, in this sense, she's like stripped, she's naked, she's bare, to remove the curtain, the paroket. Now the crowns also, the crowns that are on the Torah, and in some cases on some of the arks in the Yehudi churches, the crowns with the tinkling bells are also removed from the Torah scrolls. And congregants remove their leather shoes, and they also don't greet one another during this time. The chanter leads the prayer readings in a low, a mournful voice, and the cantillation, which is like the chanting style, the cantillation for the scripture reading is set to the elegiac and the sorrowful melodies. We call this like the blues, like the nobody knows sort of melodies. Usually in the evening, the Mari, lamentation, the full book is read. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading, Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to chapter 9, verse 24. Haftarah reading, Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 13 to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. And then there are other songs, other tunes, other keynotes, elegies or blues. In the morning service, the Shacharit, we have Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 to verse 40, which is read. The entire book of Lamentations of the prophet Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah is read, as well as the entire book of Job is read. Haftarah, again for the Shacharit, the morning service, is Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 13 to Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. And for I and I, Yehudis who have faith in the King of Kings Christ, Moshiach Yeshua, we have the New Covenant readings, Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, verses 1 to 21, Luke chapter 1, verse 68, chapter 19, verses 41 to 44, Matthew chapter 24, the full chapter, and the gospel according to Mark chapter 13, the full chapter. Once again, the New Covenant readings would be Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, verses 1 to 24, Luke chapter 1, verse 68, and Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. The complete chapter 24 of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24, full chapter, Mark chapter 13, full chapter. And this now here brings us to like a segue point, comfort following the Tisha B'Av. So after that time, So before the Shabbat Nahamu, the Tisha B'Av always rises up, right? So the Tisha B'Av would come first, as it did in the midway of the Shavuot pass, and then we would have the Shabbat Nahamu. Now the prophet Zechariah, he foresaw the future age of HaMoshiach, the messianic era, the messianic age, the Adi Zemen, when the various fast days of the Yehudi, the Judahite year, would be transformed into appointed times of great joy. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 19, where it reads, "Thus saith Yahuwah Sabaoth, thus saith Jehovah Sabaoth." The fast of the fourth month that was called Tzom Tammuz, and the fast of the fifth month that's called Tisha B'Av, and the fast of the seventh month that's called Tzom Gedaliah, and the fast of the tenth month, the Asara B'Tevet, will be to the house of Yehuda. So when we talk about the Yehuda and the Jew and Yehuda-Judah connection, people say, well, why did you say Israelite? No, it's Yehuda. Israel was gone already. The 10 tribes were gone. It was only Yehuda, right? Judah, to Judah will the gathering of the people be. The Lion of the tribe of Judah will be to the house of Judah for joy and rejoicing and for pleasant appointed seasons. And the truth and the peace they have loved. And the truth and the peace they have loved. Now, because of the prophecy of the coming consolation for Yehuda and for Kol Yisrael, all of Israel, on the Sabbath that immediately follows the fast of Av, or the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, we recall the promise of coming comfort from Yahuwah, El Elohe Yisrael, he who be, we be, the Elohim of Israel. Therefore, the sages name this Sabbath the Sabbath of comfort, or Hebraically speaking, Shabbat Nahamu, Sabbath Nahamu, and assign the prophetic portion from the book of Isaiah, Yeshaya, that begins, Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. Be comforted, y'all. Y'all be comforted. Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami, 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 my people. Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. Be comforted, my people. From Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. Now, the sages had reason, the ancient sages reasoned that the word Nahamu was repeated to offer consolation for both temples, for Solomon's temple and for the 70 AD temple. Nahamu, Nahamu, for both temples that were destroyed. Thematically, according to the theme, Chaverim, thematically, this Shabbat, it marks a time of joy over the anticipated joy. Despite present trials and tribulations, Yahuwah Shahovah will vindicate, make righteous his glory, and completely ransom, redeem, buy back his people. Therefore, we have the Shabbat known as Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. Yomar Eloheikem, comfort y'all, oh comfort y'all, my people, says y'all Elohim, your almighty power. Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. Yomar Eloheikem, says Eloheikem, y'all Elohim, almighty power. Shabbat Nahamu, it marks the start. Why this Sabbath is important? Why is Shabbat Nahamu important, the Sabbath of comfort, y'all? It marks the start of a series of seven weekly readings, 7 sabbatical readings, sabbatical order here. Shabbat Nahamu, it marks the start of a series of 7 weekly readings related to the final redemption of the tribe of Judah people, and therefore Yisrael of the Judahite people, and indeed the entire world by extension. These readings are sometimes called the 7 haftarot, haftars, Torah readings, prophet readings of consolation, or the Shiva de Nechemta. In Aramaic, the Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 haftarot readings, prophet readings of consolation, of comfort. In other words, we have 7 Shabuot, 7 weeks, 7 Shabuas, 7 sevens to prepare for the start of the new year, Rosh Hashanah, and the high holidays, a prophetic season that concerns the return of Moshiach. From the Sabbath following Tisha B'Av, Shabbat Nahamu, until Rosh Hashanah, until the head of the year, or the Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing of the trumpets, we read words of comfort from the prophets. These selections, they foretell the restoration of the Judahite people, of the tribe of Judah, to their land, the ingathering of the exiles of Yasharal of Yisrael, the future redemption of Yasharal of Yisrael, and the coming of the age of Moshiach. May Moshiach return soon, Chabarim. Now, with that kind of as an intro right here, so we can know what the gathering's for, also the reason for the season, since this is the beginning of 7 Sabbaths, 7 Shabuas, much like leading up to harvest, because we're coming to the harvest at the end of the year. Here we have Va'et Hanan, this 45th sabbatical, Va'et Hanan, Va'en Et Hanan, and I pleaded, Va'et Hanan, and I pleaded, Moshe's plea. In Parashat Va'et Hanan, this is always read following the somber and the mournful fast of the Tisha B'Av. This Torah portion includes some of the most foundational texts of the Yehudi scriptures, including the 10 words called the 10 commandments, including the Shema, Shema Yisrael, the duty to love Ha'el, Ha'elahim, and the duty to study his Torah, his direction instruction, as well as the commandments of the Tefillin and the Mezuzot. In addition, in this Parsha, in this Torah portion, Moshe Rabbeinu, he predicted the worldwide galut, the worldwide exile, and the eventual redemption of Jah people in the Aharit Hayamim. What is the Aharit Hayamim? It's the prophesied end of days. Aharit, the end or the after, Hayamim of the days, the end of the days. Aharit Hayamim. We always read this portion on the Shabbat that follows Tisha B'Av, which is called Shabbat Nahamu, Sabbath Comfort Y'all. Since the Haftarah, it speaks about Yah's future consolation in the coming kingdom of Elohim. Comfort, comfort y'all, my people. Nahamu, Nahamu Ami. First words of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. With the advent of this special Shabbat, we have just 7 Shabuas, 7 weeks, 7 sevens to prepare for the new year, for the Yom Teruah. And the Torah is called the Yom Teruah. It's the fifth of the seven appointments, Mo'edei Yahuwah, the appointments of Jehovah. The fifth, the Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, the day of the blowing or the blast of the ram's horn, the shofar, that corresponds with Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, and the high holy days, a jubilee, a jubilee season that heralds the return of Moshiach. In addition to our Torah readings, on the 15th day of the month of Av, of the fifth month, we observe what's known as Chag HaAhava. What is Chag HaAhava? It is the holiday of love. Chag, holiday, or like a feast. Chag, a feast, the feast. HaAhava. HaAhava. Ahava. Ha, the Ahava. Modern Hebrew, Chag HaAhava. More ancient pointing, Chag HaAhava, the feast of the love. Since it marks the last festival in the Yehudi year, prophetically, the 15th of Av, the two is called two, Tu B'Av. It pictures our marriage. The marriage was brought out in the Chazon in Revelation as the marriage of the Lamb of God, the marriage of the Seh HaElohim, the Seh Elohim, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Yeshua, our beloved Messiah, the Son, on a soon coming day, those who belong to He who be who He be, the Almighty, and are faithful to follow His ways, Hashem Yeshua, will be blessed with unspeakable joy of an eternally intimate relationship with Him. Ethiopically speaking, we call that Tawahido. This is what heaven is itself. Heaven as the days of, right, heaven upon the earth. To be in the presence of Yahuwah, of He who be, who He be, in the perception, let this mind be in you, and to be regarded as His beloved. This is brought out in Revelation, the Chazon of Yohanan, Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 9. And according to the trad, we say, Maranta, Maranta, let it be, let it be. So the Torah portion for this Shavua, Parshat Wa'et Hanan, and I begged for Hana, for grace, for mercy, Wa'et Hanan. It begins with Moshe's plea to Yahuwah to be allowed entry into the promised land. It's almost like one pleading to be allowed entry into the kingdom, despite Yah's earlier decree in Numbers chapter 20, verses 8 to 12, and in Numbers chapter 27, verses 12 to 14. The Hebrew word, va'et hanan, wa'et hanan, it comes from the verb hanan, hanan, which means to beseech, to beg, to implore, to plead. It derives from the noun, the Hebrew noun, chen, chen, or chen, chen, chan, chen. What is chen? It's grace, chen, grace, implying that the supplication appeals to Hailahim's favor, not to any idea of personal merit. So when one pleads in such ways, it's not, well, do this for me because, you know, I've been a good person. No, it's a plea saying like Lord of His mercy, I don't got no merit in this matter. In the Yehudi tradition, we know this as the Tachanun, supplication, like the supplication prayers, Tachanun. And you hear that Chana, the Hanun, Hanan in that, Tachanun. These are prayers I recited after the standing prayer known as the Amida, begging Ha'el Ha'el's grace and mercy. Moshe was asking Ha'el Ha'el to show him grace. How? By reversing the decree, reversing his word, his decree that forbade him to enter the promised land. That's why Moses says, then I pleaded with Yahuwah. Wa'eta hanan il Yahuwah ba'eta hahi lemor. Then I pleaded with Jehovah at that time, saying, Wa'eta hanan il Yahuwah ba'eta hahi lemor. Saying, this is from Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 23. Just a little bit here on the 2 Ba'av, the 15th day of the fifth month, that is an annual holiday among many of love and affection. Some might even refer to it as the Hebrew or the Yehudi, the Judahite, so-called Valentine's time, but we don't really use that bun that right there, but just so you get a sense of this is, some say it's romantic, but we bun Rome, but it's a holiday of love, right? A feast of love and affection called Chag Ha'ahava that is celebrated as a sort of a Hebrew, quote, Valentine's Day, end quote. In modern Israel, though it is much older, it's actually much older, according to the Hebrew and the Judahite tradition, than St. Valentine's Day. In fact, many who have studied this basically say that actually the Catholics and others developed St. Valentine's Day based on the Hebrew and the Judaic observation of the Chag Ha'ahava. The first mention of Tu B'Av is actually found in a Mishnah. What's interesting is that Deuteronomy is called the Mishneh HaTorah. It's called the copy or the repetition. So in a Mishnah where Shimon ben Gamaliel is quoted as saying, there are no better or happier days for people of Israel than the 15th of the fifth moon or the 15th of Av, and Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, since on these days the daughters of Yisrael of Yasharallah go out dressed in white and dance in the vineyards. What were they saying? Young man, consider whom you choose to be your Isha, your Eshet, your Orset, your wife. Since it is the last feast or the festival of the Judahite year, prophetically, Tu B'Av pictures our marriage to the Seh Ha'Elohim, to the Lamb of God, Yeshua, our beloved Moshiach. On a soon coming day, those who belong to Yahweh, to Jehovah, and who are faithful to follow in his ways, B'Shem Yeshua, will be blessed, prospered, increased with unspeakable joy of consummating their relationship with him and in him. And this here is heaven itself, or as the Torah says, the days as the days of heaven on earth, to be in the presence, the perception of Yahuwah and his beloved. Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 9. So in this season, the Tu B'Av, the Chag Ha'ahava, would be Tuesday, August 1st, after sundown. It runs through to the following day. Now, just here, before we move forward right here, the last seven Shavats of the year. We're about to seal up this semester here. A Torah reading and feeding, discipleship study. We're going through a whole semester. And here, last seven Shabbats of the year. The weekly Haftarah, which is the prophet's reading, is usually thematically, according to the theme of what the prophet's reading is, it's connected with the weekly Torah portion. However, beginning with the 17th of the fourth month or the 17th of Tammuz until the end of the Yehudi year, the connection changes. First, we always read three prophetic portions of rebuke. So this is kind of the order, sabbatical order coming forward, the last seven Shabbats of the year. First, we always read here three prophetic portions of rebuke leading up to the fast day of the Tisha B'Av. So we have 3 weeks of sorrow, right? We had Divrei Yeremiah, the words of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 3. Then we had Shimu Devar Adonai, Shimu Devar Yahuwah. Hear the word of Yahuwah. Shimu Devar Yahuwah. Hear the words of Jehovah, Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 4 to verse 28, Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. And then previously we had the Chazon Yeshayahu. Chazon Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, the vision of Esaias of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 to verse 27. 3 weeks of sorrow, the mourning for the temple, the mourning for Zion. After the fast of Tisha B'Av, however, and for the next 7 weeks leading up to Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, Rosh Hashanah, the new year, we read selections of comfort. So we had the rebukes, right, during that time of sorrow. Now here, the comfort for the next seven, we read selections of comfort that foretell of the future redemption of Jah people and the coming of the age of the Messiah. The 7 weeks of comfort, just an overview here, here, here. Firstly, beginning with this Shabbat, Nahamu, and here on the first day, Nahamu too. Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami. Comfort y'all, my people. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 26. Vatomar, Sion, and Zion, she said, Vatomar. Vatomer Zion, and Zion, she said, Vatomer Zion. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 to 51, verse 3. Ania so'ara, O afflicted and storm-tossed. Ania so'ara, O afflicted and storm-tossed one. Isaiah chapter 54, verses 11 to chapter 55, verse 5. Anoki, Anoki, who? I am he. I, even I am he. Anoki, Anoki, who? Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 to chapter 52, verse 12. The fifth week of comfort, Rani Akara. Sing, O barren one, Rani Akara. Sing, O barren one, Isaiah chapter 54, verses 1 to 10. Kumi ori, arise, shine, speaking to she. Kumi ori, kumi ori, rise, shine, speaking to she. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 22. And last but definitely not least, on the seventh of the Shabbats of comfort, we have sos asis, I will greatly rejoice, sos asis, I will greatly rejoice. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 10 to chapter 63, verse 9. Just giving ones and ones, just an overview rate here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Look at overview for the reason, for the season, Nahamu. So we went through those 3 weeks, those three rebukes right there. Tisha B'Av, right? The mourning turned into joy. right? And now looking forward for the 7 weeks as we fulfill the year right here, here, here. Let's just have this here. Rock of Ages. Yes, Rock of Ages. Maul's Four. Here, Wayne Jarrett, classic. Temple Rock is right here. Yes, sir.
For the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah Moshe Abdo ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophets, Book of the Prophets, Book of Isaiah, Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 27 to chapter 41. Verse 16. Verse 16. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from Yahweh, Guruku, and my judgment is passed over from my Elohim? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting Elohim, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, Guruku, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yahweh Buruku shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Chapter 41. Keep silence before me, O island, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him a rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, Yahweh, Buruku, the first, and with the last, I am he. The owl saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near, and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brethren, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Yisrael, art my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said to thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, Yahweh, the Elohim, Buruku, will hold thy right hand, saying to thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith Yahweh, Buruku, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, the Tararuch, and beat them small, and shalt make the hills a shaft. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind, the Sahara, shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel, the Kedushan of Israel. Amen.
can't wait until we reach forth to Zion.
Okay.
Zion.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old. And I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we own that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion. Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old. And I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name. Kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we own that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masakan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost Nagast, Sai Tubia.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit HaChadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the Universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 45, Wyatt Hanan, and I plead it. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 31 through 39, and Mark, chapter 12, verse 28 through 34. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, W'Habin, W'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Vehine atem midim be'atzmikem shebanim atem le'roschei hanibim ubekein lo atem sat abotekem nachashim yaldei tzifonim aik timaltu midin gehinom lakein hineni sholeach lakem nebim v'chakamim v'sofrim u'mehem taharku v'titzlubu u'mehem taku v'ashotim b'knesiotekem v'tirtfum me'ir la'ir n'ma'an yabo aleikem kol dam naki hanisfak baretz midam hebel ha'tzadik Adam, Zechariah, Ben Berekia, Asher, Rakstem, Oto, Bein, Ha-Hekal, U-Mizbeach. Wherefore, ye be witnesses to yourselves, that ye are the children of them that killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send to you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom he slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation. The lament over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent to thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Min hasofrim, shema otam mit wachim, vayikrab aleihem, vayar ki heyiteb heshibam, vayishalehu mahi harishona lekol hamitzvot, vayan oto Yeshua harishona lekol hamitzvot, shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh echad. Ve'ahabta et Yahweh Eloheka b'kol lebabka u'b'kol nashika u'b'kol mada'aka u'b'kol modeka zohi ha'mitzvah harishona ve'hashenit ha'domala ve'ahabta le'ra'aka kamoka ve'ayin mitzvah gedola me'eleh ve'omer alayo hasofer Amnam Rabbi Yafeh Devarta Ki Elohim Echad Hu Ve'ayin Od Milbado Ula Haba Oto Bekol Lebab U'Bekol Meda U'Bekol Nefesh U'Bekol Mod U'Bekol Haba Et Hara'a Kenasheka Gedola Hiya Mikol Olot Uzbachim Vayari Yeshua ki ana bidaat. Vayomer alayo. Lo rachok ata mimalkut ha Elohim. Veish lo arab od et libo lishon oto shela. The greatest commandments. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, What is the first commandment of all? And Yeshua answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Ahad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Yahweh Eloheika, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, Well, Rebbe, well, Master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offering and sacrifice. And when Yeshua saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of Elohim. And no man after that durst ask him any question. Kabor lakalu, kabor ladimtu, kabor lakhailu, kabor lakedamawi, khaile selase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos, Children of the New Covenant, EIO Israel, Jarastafari is one. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. And he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light, having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. Children of the new name covenant, hear I, O Israel, the Rastafari is one, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down the field, which is of you kept back by fraud, riot, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. children of the New New Covenant. Here I O Israel, Jah Rastafari is one. Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael, Yisrael,
Yisrael. The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates, my 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 gates. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, and thy wine, and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and behold unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
clap in approval. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Questions. Rastafari sabbatical table talk right here. Some questions. Parsha questions here. First question. What does the word Wa'eta Hanan mean? Devarim, Deuteronomy 3:23. The word Va'et Hanan, modern Hebrew, Va'et Hanan, ancient pointing, Va'et Hanan. It means, and I pleaded. This comes from the verb Hanan. That means to beseech, to implore, as the Bamarinya, the Mitzaf Kedus, Lemenahu, to beg, from the root Chen. But here in the Hebrew, the Va'et Hanan, from Hanan, is from the Hebrew root chen. Chen means grace. It means I sought like graciously to receive grace, wa'eta Hanan, in terms of appealing to Ha'ilehim's Hana, to his grace. Now in the traditional Judaic liturgy, there is the Tachanun. The Tachanun, their prayers that beg, that beseech for Ha'el's grace and his mercy. Question 2. What was the substance of Moshe's plea, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 24 to 25? Moshe, he besought Yahuwah Elohai. He says, Yahuwah Elohai, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, Elohai, Hailei, my God, my power, Adonai, Yahweh. He said that Jehovah had only just begun to show him. Check out the language. He said that Jehovah had only just begun to show him his greatness and his mighty hand. And therefore he asked, he begged to enter the land, to see Yahuwah Jehovah's promises, his yea, yea, his amen, amen, fulfill. Despite his earlier akari, his chatiyat, his being caught lacking at Meribah, at strife. Numbers chapter 20, verse 2 to 20. Question 3. Why did Ha'ilehim refuse Moshe's plea in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 26? Well, He seemed to blame Ha'am. It seems as though Moshe seems to have blamed Ha'am, Jah people, for his trouble. We can see this from the previous Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 37, and also here Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 26. Though the account in Bamidbar, in Numbers chapter 20, verses 2 to 20, it seems to suggest that Moshe had acted presumptuously, as well as in frustration. He got aggy, you know, they got his goat, but the goat was no good to reverse Jah's decision. So when we look at Numbers chapter 20, verses 2 to 20, it seems as though Moses acted presumptuously. He directed his frustration to the people. He didn't speak to the rock. Question 4. According to the Judaic tribe, how many times did Moshe appeal to Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim? According to Judaic tribe, we look at the Gematria, We look at alphanumerics, we look at the Hebrew science, the mathematics, that Mathematica. The gematria of the Hebrew words va'eta hanan or va'eta hanan is 515. The same as the Hebrew word for prayer, tefillah, also according to the Hebrew science of the numbers, the Mathematica, the gematria, is 515. Now, this seems to suggest that Moshe may have offered no less than 515 supplications, begging, beseeching, asking over and over to be allowed into the land. Question 5. Even though Moshe's plea was denied, Hailehim made what concession in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 27? In fact, just a little pause here to the previous question, a little additional here from HaTorah. It seems as though when Yahuwah said, like, enough, don't ask me no more, it seems to imply that he was continually asking. We get a note right there in HaTorah, but he was begging, in other words. But even though Moses' plea was denied, Hailehim made what concession? What concession was made to Moshe? Well, Moshe was allowed to see the land from the top of Har Pisgah. Pisgah in the Hebrew comes out to mean like cleft, from the mountain of the cleft. This is thought to be another name for Mount Nebo. It is also called Mount Abarim. And this, the Abarim, is a range of crossing. The Hebrew word Ibri, Hebrew, as Abraham is called Ha-Ibri, Hapri. It shares the same root, the Abar. Then we'll get Hebrew to cross over. Right, to transcend, to cross over, Abar. Question 6, what role was given to Yehoshua Ben Nun, son of Nun? Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28, he was to be appointed as the one who would lead. He would be the new, you could say, leader, right, of Yisrael, Yasharala. He would lead Israel to inherit the land. Question 7, what is the, quote, valley opposite of Beit Peor, according to Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 29? Beth Peor, Beit Peor, it might have been the place near Pisgah where Balaam attempted to curse Yisrael Yasharala in Numbers chapter 23, verse 28. The Moabites also worshipped Baal. By the name of Baal Peor, by the name of the Lord, or the husband, the owner, Lord, husband of the opening. So the term Baal also is used elsewhere in Hebrew, but in this case, they took this particular word, you know what I mean, for their conception of whatever they were worshiping, the Baal Peor, the Lord, the husband, the pimp of the opening, in Numbers chapter 25, 1-5. Question 8, what is the difference between a statute called a chok, right, and a rule, mishpat? What is the difference between what's known as a statute or an ordinance called a chok and a rule or a judgment known as a mishpat mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1? Well, a chok, the chok, remind me of the, this is the chek shaus, right, the chok, right, a statute is an inscribed, something that from the ancient times was engraved, inscribed. It's called a divine decree or a fiat, like let it be, like amen, let it be. Whereas a rule, right, is a judgment. A rule is a judgment determined by reason, vis-a-vis HaTorah, the Mishpat. Question 9, what does the word Shema, what does the word Shema mean? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Shema, it means to hear, in the sense of obeying, in the sense of feeling and obeying. It is most famously used in the great commandment we have in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 6, which otherwise is known as the Judaic, the Hebraic, the Shema Yisrael. Question number 10. Why are the people to obey Moshe's teaching? Why are they to Shema, to hear, Shema, to feel it, Shema, to obey Moshe's teaching, Moshe's Talmud of the Torah, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1, that they might live and take possession of the land that Yahweh gave to them. Question 11, why did Moshe forbid changing even one word from his writing, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2? Moshe sought to ensure the integrity of the Sefer HaTorah, of the book of the Torah, that is, the final compilation of his teaching before Moto, before his death. Since Moshe, he received the mitzvot, the mitzvah, the commandments from HaElohim. Keeping Moshe's words, Debarim, is the same as keeping Hailahim's words. Now, when we talk about the Moses, how can you write about his death? They obviously can't read with comprehension. We can see the areas that is directly from what Moses wrote in those scrolls in the Sefer HaTorah and the narrative that was followed up by the Levites, Halloween, the priests who were given the copies that Moshe wrote, as well as Yehoshua ben Nun. Question 12. What was the incident of Baal Peor in Numbers 25 mentioned in Deuteronomy 4 and 3? It was a case of idolatry sponsored by Balaam. In other words, the people who can't be cursed. Remember, Balaam, he knew Yahuwah, right? But Yahuwah said, don't curse his people. They are blessed. Yet he was greedy for filthy lucre. You know, he was not a false prophet so much so, but he was a prophet for hire, right? He used his gifts, you know, his higher gifts in low-down, dirty ways. But because he couldn't get that reward for his divination, and because Balak was upset that he couldn't do what he called him to do, there's a teaching of Balaam, right? So Balaam basically revealed the higher spirituality that was going on. Balaam said, yeah, I wanted to get that dolo, that money, that filthy lucre. But I know Yahuwah, and Yahuwah, he had this Malak Panayo, the angel of the present, pre-incarnate Yeshua, was about to kill me if it wasn't for my jackass, for my donkey. She saved me. So here's what it is. They're not perfect, but in his eyes, they are in a perfect alignment with him. But if you can teach them, you know, to demoralize, to curse themselves, you know, the people could not be cursed if you can teach them to go astray and curse themselves. So the case of idolatry sponsored by Balaam, in which the Midianite women were used as sex workers to seduce the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelite men, to worship, right, an ancient, some say Semitic, god at the openings, or the god of the openings, as Peor, or Fegor, Peor, it means the opening, the Baal, the Lord, the husband, right, the owner of the opening, associated, is said to be associated with sexual, explicit sexual rites and excrement and exposure. And many connect the Baal Peor with Baal Zebub. Question 13. What reason or reasons were given to keep the Torah, the direction instruction that Moshe had taught according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 to 8? Observance, shamar, to guard, to hedge, to observe. Observance of these would lead to chokmah, would lead to mama, will lead to wisdom, as Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach said, that wisdom is justified by all of her children. Observance of these will lead to chokmah. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said in his book Mashal, in the Mashal Mishlei Shlomo. You know, that reverence of Yahweh, right, is the beginning, you know, of wisdom and understanding bina. Bina, right? And it's interesting because these two, we could say, attributes are the divine feminine attributes of he who be who he be, Chokmah and Bina, and understanding, overstanding in the sight of all people, that in turn will glorify, this is what will glorify Yahweh Elohei Yisrael, he who be who he be, Jehovah, the Elohim of Israel, and provide a testimony of Hakmato, of his wisdom from above. 14, question 14, what does Moshe mean when he says, quote, keep yourselves diligently in Deuteronomy 4 and 9? What does he mean, Chaburim? He means to consciously, right, zakor, to remember what Hailahim has done for them. This focuses on education, chinuach, is Hanok, to initiate, or chinuach, education, initiation, and especially with educating banim, sons, children, in the truth, in ha-emet, in the emet. Quote, make these things known to your children and grandchildren, to your sons and your sons' sons. Question 15, what especially does Moshe seek the people to remember in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 to 12? Moshe, he sought for parents, especially fathers, to make sure their children, especially their sons, remembered Har Sinai, the Mount Sinai experience. This was to be a vivid memory with images of Jah people at the foot of the mountain burning with fire. Fire, as it says, quote, to the heart of Shemayim, to the heart of the place of the celestial waters, and the sound of the voice, the call of Yahweh, of Jehovah speaking from the midst, the very midst of the fire, the very midst of Ha'esh, the very midst of the fire. Fire. Yes, I got a couple more minutes right here. Seek to go through this, but just once again, remember the teaching of His Majesty. Question 16. What did the voice out of the midst of Ha'esh, the fire, say to Ha'am, the people, Jah people? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 13. This is where we have the 10. This is where we have the 10 utterances, otherwise referred to as the 10 commandments. Here is where we have the 10 utterances. We know this in the Hebrew as the Asaret or Asaret HaDibarim. We have the Asaret HaDibarim, on some pointings the Asaret HaDibarim. In the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the His Majesty's Bible, we have Asartu Kalat. Asartu, the 10 Kalat. Kalat, the 10 words. Later, right, he later wrote on 2 tablets of stone, on the Shnei Luchota Abanim, the stones. This is also referred to as his covenant, right? Berito, Kidanu Berito, his covenant. Question 17, what else did the voice, the call, what else did the call say to Moshe, to Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 14. Hailahim gave Moshe additional chukim, statutes, and mishpatim, and judgments or rules, to be observed where? In the land of Yashu'Allah, in the land of Yisrael, in the promised land. Question 18. Since Ha'am, the people, Jah people, saw no form. In the Hebrew, the form, sometimes it's translates likeness, the temuna. They saw no temuna, no form of Yahweh at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. What are they particularly forbidden to do? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 15 to 18, They are forbidden to make any carved or engraved image. We call this in the Hebrew the pesel, sometimes engraved, in the form of any figure, human or animal, and to engage in certain kinds of worship, right, and divination that was outside of the order. In other words, they would have, of course, they would have make images of other things, but make no image and say, well, this is the image I made of Hailahim. Worship it. Question 19. Were the people allowed to engage in what may be called astrology or the worship of the sun, the moon, and the stars according to Devarim chapter 4, verse 19? No. Though there is a strange statement that Ha'el, Hailahim, had, quote, allotted them to all the nations under heaven. So though we in the covenant are not allowed, there's an interesting and strange statement that Hailahim, he had allotted, right, the sun, the moon, and the stars, what ones may call Gentile astrology or stargazing, sky gazing. He allowed sky gazing to all the other nations under Shemaimah, under Shemaim. Question 20. What image does Moshe use to describe Yisrael, Israel's, the Beta Israel's servitude in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, if you please, in Deuteronomy 4:20? Well, he calls it, very interesting here, the iron, an iron furnace, right? An iron furnace, a smelting pot of great affliction. Now, some say, well, this might be just like metaphoric language, or maybe one of the roles and occupations that some of the Israelites had, even maybe Aharon, some of the Levites as well. Maybe they were jewelers, it is said. Maybe they were the apiriu in the kemetiu, which were road repairers. And if they were metal workers, then they would know about metallurgy, or had learned so in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Question 21. Why did Hailahim take Jah people out of Mitzrayim? 420, Deuteronomy 420, to become for him, to be for him, wehayu, for them to be for him a people of his own inheritance. Lihiyota lau le'am nachla. Lihiyot, to be, lau, for him, le'am, of a people, nachla, of a people of inheritance. This is the basis for Jah people and I people, we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, once lost, now found, being a chosen people, or Am Segula, also a treasured people, and so on. Now compare this to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, and note that the word for inheritance, nachla, right, is also used to describe the land that Yahweh gave to Amo Yisrael, to the people of Yasharallah. Question 22. Why was Hailahim angry, right, at Moshe? And what was his punishment? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 21 to 22. Well, it was because Moshe was caught lacking. He ucked up, right, the sin at Meribah Kadesh. When Moshe struck the rock in his frustration, according to Numbers chapter 20, verse 10 to 13, and he in his testimony in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23 to 28, Moshe was forbidden to cross the Yarden, the Jordan, to enter into the promised land, but instead was destined to die Bamidbar in the desert. Question 23. Why does Moshe call Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem? Why? Why does he call him Eish Okla? He calls he who be, who he be, he calls him Eish. Eish is fire, and Okla, Okla is a eating, like a eating fire. Why does he call him a eating fire, fire, a consuming fire, fire that eats? And he calls him El Kana, El, Hayel, power, God, El Kana, Kana, a zealous God, or according to the KJV translators, a jealous God. Seeing that duality there, keep it good over evil, a zealous El Kana. So why does he call he who be who he be? He describes he who be who he be as Eish Okla, a consuming or an eating fire, and El Kana, a zealous El. Why? Well, these metaphors, they suggest that Hailahim is both indescribable and passionately concerned with our love for him. Refer to the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 28 to 29. Ha'esh, the fire, the isat that consumes, that eats up, will consume, eat up all things that are not approved by Abinu Shebashamayi, by our Heavenly Av, our Heavenly Father. Question 24, what punishment will come to Amo Yisrael if they forsake Yahuwah, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 to 29? Well, they will be decimated. It's interesting. Just say this here in listening, even again, right, in this season and time, it says that you will be, if you keep my words that I command you, I will make you high above all nations. That means that conversely and vis-a-vis, seeing that our ancestors did not, this is the reason why it seems to be we are temporarily lower than all nations and, in a sense, not even a nation as they are nations. So the punishment, they will be decimated and exiled from the land and scattered among all nations, scattered among the nations. Hear. What promise did Jah give Jah people for the latter days, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29? Even during the tribulation of the Acharit HaYamin, Acharit, the after, HaYamin, the days after, the last days, the latter days, if, the key, if Jah people would seek Yahuwah, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, they would find him. They would find Hailahim. If they sought him, bekol levabeka u bekol nafsheka, if they sought him with all their heart and with all their soul. Let's hit this question here, 26, for the gematria numerical value of the name he who be who he be, seeing where we're at right here on the podcast, coming to a fuller full, brothers and sisters and brothers. Hear. Question 26. What reason did Jah give for the preservation of Jah people? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31, he cannot nullify the covenant. See, that's, you call it the divine, the ivine predicament. He could not nullify the covenant that he swore upon his own self, his own being, he who be who he be, Ehya Asher Ehya, to the Hebrew Trinity, patriarchal Trinity of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Note, this refers to what is often called the Abrahamic covenant and not the Sinai covenant. The Beta Israel's preservation is guaranteed by Yahuwah's yea, his amen, amen, to the patriarchs. Here, we're coming to the full of full, right here, right path, lalabella rhythm, yes sir.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye?
Beware of temptation, so you can see when it comes. Look to the path of righteousness, for such is the way. All I hear
this world to strength and vigor. We've got to obey to proceed. We will bring the world down for the worst of time. We could go, we will follow behind. To fight corruption, we've got to endure. Been tempted, abused, and deceived.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, Book of Isaiah, chapter 40, chapter 40, verses 1, verses 1 through verse 26. Verse 26. Abba wa wa la ma fasa kudu sahadun la. Comfort ye, comfort ye, comfort ye my people, saith your Elohim. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of Yahweh's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yahweh, Buruku, make straight in the desert a highway for Elohim. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of Yahweh, Buruku, shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Yahweh hath spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the spirit of Yahweh bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim, Buruku, shall stand for Iva. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Yehuda, behold your Elohim, Buruku. Behold, the master Yahweh will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out the heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scale, and the hills in balance? Who hath directed the spirit of Yahweh, Buruku, or being his counselor, hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing. Vanity. To whom then will ye liken El? Or what likeness will ye compare to him? The workman melted a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it with gold, and cast a silver chain. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeketh to him a cunning work to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth. Jah! And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, They shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind, the Sahara, shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me to, or shall I be equal? Saith the Kadusan Buruku. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong and high in power, not one faileth. Amen.
Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Dimsu, Kebole Haimu, Kebole Ketamawe Haile Shalasi King of Kings, and who's the guest at Opia, Jah Rastafari, alright.
Zion, Zion, Yes, brothers and sisters, we got a couple more questions right here before we just seal up right here. 51 for this Torah reading and feeding right here. 45th degree sabbatical study for Shabbat, Va'et Hanan, and I plead it, consisting of Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 23 to Deuteronomy 7, 11. So we left off on question 26, what reason did Elohim give for the preservation of Jah people? According to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 31, he cannot nullify the covenant he swore to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov.
Note this refers to the Abrahamic, as we mentioned, the Abrahamic covenant, and not the Sinai, the Sinai covenant. Yisrael's preservation is guarded by Ha'el, the Almighty Power's promises, his yea, yea, his amen, amen, to the patriarch. So here, picking up question 27, what rhetorical question did Elohim want or seek the people to ask? What rhetorical question did Yah seek Yah people to ask, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 32 to 34. What other nation had been rescued from bondage by great signs and wonders in order to hear the voice of Elohim? So what other nation? This is the rhetorical question that Elohim sought the people to ask, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 32 to 34. The question is, what other nation had been rescued from bondage by great signs and wonders in order, check this, in order to hear, this is all for the reason to hear what? To hear the voice of Elohim, to hear the voice of the Almighty.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
To hear the voice of Elohim.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
The rhetorical question. Question 28. Why did Yah deliver Yah people? Why did Yah deliver Yah people from Mitzrayim, from the two lands, Samatawi, from ancient Egypt, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35? Question 28. That they might know that Yahuwah, he who be who he be, is Elohim, the Almighty Power, and there is no other power beside him. Here we have it in the Hebrew, like the tune, Ein Od Milvado, modern Hebrew, Ein Od Milvado, Ein Od Milvado, ancient pointing, Ein Od Milvado. There is none other beside he, or there's none other except for he, even he who be who he be. This is very, very a word of power. This is one of the Hebrew words of power, you know, against certain type of pseudoscience. Let's put it like that. Ein Od Milvado. Ha'el, Elohim, did this because he loved the patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, the patriarchs of Yasharal of Yisrael, and uniquely chose their offspring, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27. Question 29, why did Elohim discipline, quote, discipline the people, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 36? Why did Yah discipline Yah people? Quote, out of heaven he let you hear his voice, that he might discipline you, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 36. Out of Shemayim, he allowed you to hear his vocal, his voice, so that he might discipline you. The verb here in the Hebrew, discipline, right, is yasar. From that, we get the word musar. It's in the scripture, musar, meaning correction, ethical instruction, and so on. It is a word used to describe the instruction that a good Ab, a good father, would give Beino, his son, regarding moral cause and effect, regarding moral cause and effect and genuine morality and spiritual truth.
Question 30. Why are Yisrael, Yasharala, why are the Yehudi, why is the line of the tribe of Judah called the chosen people? Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 37 to 38. Reference here. Question 30. Why are Jah people called the chosen people? Based on this verse here, quote, he loved your fathers and chose their offspring after them. Yivchar b'zar'o acharayo. He loved your fathers, your patriarchs, and chose their offspring after them and brought you out of Egypt, Mitzrayim, out of the two lands with his own presence by his great power. Question 31. What are we to know in our hearts? According to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 39 to 40, what are we to know in our hearts? That Yahweh, that he who be, who he be, is Elohim, is Ha'el, the almighty power in Shemaim, Ma'al, above, and on the Aretz, the earth beneath. There is none other, Ein Od Milvado. And therefore, we must obey Shema Yisrael. We must obey his commandment. Question 32. How many cities of refuge were set apart east, on the east side of the Yarden, on the east of Jordan, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 41 to 43? How many cities? Three cities, which were safe havens or sanctuaries for those accused of manslaughter. Question 33. What does the Hebrew word Torah mean? What does it really mean, Chavarim? According to Deuteronomy chapter 4:4:4, here's where we get the 4:4:4. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 44 to verse 45. The Hebrew word Torah, the Yehudit word Torah, it means instruction. A teacher is called, if it's a male, more, if it's a female, mora, female, more. So Torah, the Hebrew word Torah, means instruction. A teacher is called a more, mora, a male, more, a female, mora. This is a general word that encompasses testimonies known as edot, statutes, the chukim, and rules or judgments known as mishpatim. Now, there is the phrase, Vizot ha-Torah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This particular phrase, this is the Torah that Moshe set before the sons of Israel, before the children of Israel. Wizot ha-Torah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This is used in the Torah service in the Hebrew, the Yehudi church, known as the synagogue, the Moed, every Shabuah. Wizot ha-Torah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael. And this is the Torah, the Torah. Wizot ha-Torah asher sam, that which Moshe set, asher sam, Moshe, lifnei, before the faces, in the presence of, before the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Wizot ha-Torah, asher sam, Moshe, lifnei, B'nai Yisrael. Question 34. Is the Sinai covenant, the Sinai Berit, is it the same as the Abrahamic Berit, the same as the Abrahamic covenant? According to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, question 34 here,
is the Sinai covenant same as the Abrahamic covenant? Lo, no. The Sinai Brit was made, quote, not with our fathers, not with our patriarchs, not with Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, not with the Hebrew Trinity, but with us, with I and I, namely the remnant of the Exodus generation. Question 35. Can you list in order what's called the Ten Commandments, or more according to the Torah, the Esaret HaDebarim, the Ten Words, the Aser Tukalat? Can you list in order the Ten Words of the commandment, according to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 6 to 21? Firstly, I am Yahuwah your Elohim. That's the first commandment. The first commandment, I am he who be who he be, your Elohim. The second, no other gods, no other Elohim acharim. Third, no name, right? No name in vain. The Hashem, the name, is not to be taken in vain. The fourth commandment, Hebraically, keep the Sabbath, the Shabbat. The fifth, honor your parents, your father and your mother. The sixth, no murder. No murder. It's not no kill, but no murder. Seventh, no adultery. The eighth, no stealing. The ninth, no false oaths, false witnesses. And tenthly, no coveting. Listing in order the 10 words called the 10 commandments. Commandment 1, I am he who be who he be, your Elohim. Commandment 2, no other Elohim, no Elohim acharim. The third, the Hashem, the name, not to be taken in vain. The fourth, keeping, guarding, HaShabbat. The fifth, honor father, honor mother. The sixth, no murder. The seventh, no adultery. The eighth, no stealing. The ninth, no false oath or bearing no false witness. The tenth, no coveting. Question 36. Did Elohim directly speak other words, other debarim, to Ha'am, to the people at Sinai, according to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 22? Answer, lo, no. Quote, Yahuwah spoke to all your assembly with a loud voice, and he added no more. So the quote here is that Yahuwah spoke to all your assembly with a loud voice, and he added no more. Question 37. When your people heard the voice of Elohim, of the Elohim, the Almighty Power, what did they do? According to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 23 to 27. Answer, they grew fearful, and they asked, they begged Moshe to be their, quote, mediator. They begged Moshe to be their mediator, lifnei Elohim, before the Almighty Power. Question 38. There's a few more questions right here. Question 38. Was Elohim angry that Ha'am, that your people wanted or sought for Moshe to be their mediator? In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 28, answer, lo, no. He said their request was righteous, tzedek, and he praised their heart's intent, according to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29. Question 39 here. What other revelation did Moshe receive? Did he Kabbalah? Did he receive at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, according to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 31? Moses was to receive, quote, all the commandments and statutes and rules. Kol ha mitzvah ve ha hukim ve ha. He was to receive to Kabbalah all commandments and statutes and rules or judgments. That is, he receives an explanation of the meaning of the Esaret HaDibarim, of the 10 words called the 10 commandments, as well as additional Torot, direction, instructions for Kol Yisrael, for all of Yahshua, for all of Israel. Question 40. What is the central commandment of all HaTorah, of all the Torah? What is the central, the heart of the commandment of all the Torah? According to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9, to reverence, respect Yahuwah, to keep his Torah, his direction, instructions, all the days of your life, of your liberty, to hear, to Shema, and to do the commandments. And most especially to love Yahuwah with all of your heart, your soul, and muchness. The word for might actually in the Hebrew sense is like all your muchness, all your nothingness. Refer to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 to 20. Question 41. What is the Shema? What is the Shema? Shema, as in Shema Yisrael. What is the Shema? It's a 3-in-1 prayer. The Shema is a 3-in-1 prayer. In other words, Hebraically, the Shema is a Trinitarian prayer. The Shema is a 3-in-1 prayer. The name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, appears three times in the 6 primary words. And the Shema and its Berkot, its blessings, is composed of 3 separate portions, namely the Ve'ahavta, Ve'haya, and Va'yomer. And you are to love, and it is to be, and he said, those 3 sections there. Question 42. What does the idea of Echdut, Echdut, in the Hebrew, Echdut, or Achdut, Echdut, Echdut, oneness, what does it mean to you? Well, because Ha'el, the almighty power, is one, Echad, not Yahid, not Yahid, which is only in Hebrew, like the only one in that sense, but Yahuwah is Echad, not Yahid. The very great commandment is to become one with him in love. Thus, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad, Ahad. Hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, our almighty power, he who be who he be, is the one. And therefore, you shall love Yahuwah. You shall love with Ahabta, b'kol levaveka, with all of your heart. Uvkol nafsheka, and with all of your nafesh, your soul. Uvkol meodeka, meodeka, and with all of your muchness, with all of your nothingness, so that you are part of his unity in love. See reference in the Brit Chadasha to Yohanan, to John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 11. And verses 22 to 23. Question 43. How important is education of children to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7? How important is education? Answer, it is vital. Ital, it is vital. And part of the central commandment of HaTorah, which is, y'all shall teach them diligently to your children. The Hebrew with shinantam levanecha, vishinantam levanecha, with shinantam levanecha. Literally, this implies inculcation, repeating over and over again, with shinantam. Like kind of sharpening, repeating, Lebaneka, Lebaneka, to your sons. You shall repeat it over and over again. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 to 20. Question 44, about to seal up right here. Question 44, what are totafot, according to Deuteronomy 6 and 8? The totafot are four compartments. They're thought to refer to the four boxes in the head to fill in. The totafot is usually translated as frontlets or bands or phylacteries in English. What is a mezuzah? Mezuzah, according to Deuteronomy 6 and 9, a mezuzah is a kashrut or kosher scroll that's inscribed with Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, and Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21. That is rolled up and inserted in a decorative case. The case is then affixed to a doorway in fulfillment of the commandment given in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 9 and 11 and 20. And you and y'all shall write them upon the doorpost, the mezuzot, of your bites, of your house, and upon your gates. Gonna take question 46 right here. When your son, your child asks about what all the commandments and all the statutes and the rules and the judgments mean, Chavarim, what are you to say according to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20 to 24? What are you to say? What are we to say? Right here, here, here. Avadim hayinu. We were bondmen. Avadim hayinu. We were bondmen. Verses 6 to 21, 6, chapter 6, 21 to 24 are part of the traditional Pesach, the Passover Haggadah. So Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 21 to 24, that begins off, Avadim hayinu. We were bondmen, right? We were like servants to men and people, you know, before Yahuwah brought us out and we became servants to he who be, we be the Almighty. Yes, Chaberim. Yes, Shabuah Tov. Here beginning the seven Shabuot right here of comfort. Yes, I, Rastafari. Going to seal up right here, here, here. You know, for Luciano's sake, but here, here, even Muta pray, you know, we should pray for one another. But here with this wonderful tune right here, based on the scripture, Psalm 24, Muta said, what? Not to use the Bible to explain the history. Well, hear this right here. I have a good first day and a good Shabuah to come. Yes, I, on the ear and the iris. Rastafari.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had founded it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
And pure
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity,
up his
nor
scorned
his
vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Lift up your head,
so he gates.
Ye everlasting doors.
King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie I. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie I.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up and says, Light of the World.
Yeah!